From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that though the state attorney general's office launched a lawsuit that cited the PFAS contamination in Cairo, no one is publicly working on improving the water quality in the Green County town. Town Supervisor John Coyne said of the toxic forever chemical, and I quote, "We do have it in our water, yes. Is it within state guidelines? Yes. We test it daily and monthly. If it spikes to an alarming level, it is the town's responsibility to make citizens aware we did have a spike," end quote. The Green County Training Center on Mountain Avenue is the source of the contamination, as the chemical was used in fire-suppressing foam, and that is close to a well at Angelo Cana Town Park, where the town gets its drinking water. A 2018 water report found that the town's level of PFOS was 13.3 parts per trillion, and after it was treated with soda ash and chlorine, it was 11.3 parts per trillion. Otherwise, Trapton's story does not cite one single governmental official working on the water issue in Cairo, or any activities protesting about the issue. Nationally and elsewhere in the Hudson Valley, officials and activists are working on similar PFAS contamination in Hoosick Falls, Newburgh, and many other towns. 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed a new legislation to aggressively police the PFAS chemicals, but President Donald Trump has vowed to veto the bill if it ever gets a vote and passes in the Senate. Regional EPA Administrator Judith Ink said, and I quote, "It is a serious concern and all water users should be informed. Carbon filtration should be installed and the DEC should rapidly investigate the source of the pollution and get it cleaned up," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Cullen reports in the Times Union that representatives of retailers and the plastic industry did speak out against the March 1st plastic bag ban in New York, January 27th, at a State Department of Environmental Conservation hearing. But environmental activists also pushed back against the March 1st date. Eric Goldstein, the senior attorney for the National Resources Defense Council, said at a hearing in Albany that the State Department of Environmental Conservation has not done enough to inform the public about the March 1st plastic bag ban. He said at the DEC hearing, and I quote, "Nobody wants to see the state fumble on the initial kickoff. The state needs to take an extra month or two and should hold off on enforcement so that businesses and consumers can adequately prepare for a smooth transition," end quote. Environmental activists also want to eliminate the rule allowing the use of plastic bags that are 10 mils or thicker and considered reusable under the regulation. Caitlin Ferrati of the Sierra Club said, and I quote, "I was dismayed to see the 10 mil thickness," end quote. The business community had other concerns. Mike Durant, president and CEO of the Food Industry Alliance of New York, said, and I quote, "There is concern about a paper bag shortage. They may have enough, they may not," end quote. Price Chopper in Hannaford will charge a nickel per paper bag once the plastic bag ban goes into effect. Green County has opted out of charging for paper bags, while Ulster County has opted in and already has a plastic bag ban in place. DEC officials are taking comments on the issue through February 3rd. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that Scenic Hudson purchased 80 acres just outside the city of Hudson and that the Greenport property features meadows, forested ravines, wetlands, and numerous streams and may be accessible from Hudson's downtown for hiking, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and birdwatching. The environmental group also says the land protects views from the Olana State Historic Site to the south and the historic Dr. Oliver Bronson House and Estate located on the grounds of the Hudson Correctional Facility. Scenic Hudson plans a trail on the land that will link Hudson to Olana and across the sidewalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to Scenic Hudson's 612-acre Ram's Horn Livingston Sanctuary in Catskill. Senior Hudson President Ned Sullivan said in a statement, and I quote, "Protecting this property not only preserves outstanding views from Olana, one of the Hudson Valley's prime tourism destinations, but supports our longstanding efforts to complete a Hudson to Catskill Trail, creating an exciting new destination," end quote. Senior Hudson President Ned Sullivan said in a statement, and I quote, "In addition, it is a critical first step in providing Hudson residents with direct access to nature, and it safeguards more habitats in the ecologically important South Bay watershed." Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. David Lee reports for the Columbia paper that a group of residents have filed a lawsuit against the village of Philmont for their plan to rent out an unused former mill to a local group for theater productions. The group of residents call themselves the High Falls Property Owners Association and own property next to the building at 10 Canal Street. They say zoning does not allow theater in the building, and the town only considered one other proposal for the space. The group Free Columbia would create the Free Columbia Cultural Center in the building for the High Falls Theater and the High Falls Theater Ensemble. Philmont Village Trustee Larry Ostrander said, and I quote, "Our opinion is that we all stand by our agreement. Everything was legal and there was no favoritism. This wasn't done on a whim. A lot of thought and work went into the process," end quote. Tom Piano from the High Falls Property Owners Association said, and I quote, "The problem is that local government is a good old boy network. They are not paying attention to the rules," end quote. Judge Richard Kowiek is expected to rule on the case in state Supreme Court soon. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.